The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Earlier this year, Australia saw unprecedented loss as bushfires devastated the east coast of the country. One organisation is leading the charge to try to recover from that, which is Carbon Positive Australia. And they have worked on some of the largest tree planting projects in Australia, and it's aiming to make this country carbon positive, not just carbon neutral. To tell us what that actually means, I'm joined this morning by Louise Marlena Tarrier, who earlier this year became the CEO of Carbon Positive Australia, based here in West Perth. Louise, it's great to have you on this morning.
Hi, Jenna. It's really great to meet you here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, because I actually invited you on because I just want to know exactly what does carbon positive mean?
Yeah, so it's a term that you'll start to hear more about because we're starting to see organisations declare themselves as carbon positive. But I think, first of all, we have to understand what carbon neutral is.
Yes. To
become carbon neutral means that you've reduced and offset your net emissions, sometimes referred to as pollution, within your organisation to zero. But to claim to be certified carbon neutral in Australia, you need to have registered with an organisation called Climate Active.
Right.
And that means you calculate your emissions, first of all, so you use an emissions calculator. You then develop and implement a reduction strategy. And then you can do what's called purchasing eligible offsets for those emissions you haven't been able to reduce. So reduce first and then offset next.
Mm-hmm.
These actions are then independently verified and a public summary of your carbon neutral claim is published. Now, that doesn't mean to say you can't become carbon neutral and not go through this process, but in that case, you wouldn't be able to publicly claim it. So, for example, you wouldn't be able to put it on your products, for example.
Right.
To go carbon positive, though, is actually taking that step one step further.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you're setting targets not just to become carbon neutral, but to offset more than your current emissions and to support the use of fully renewable energy.
Wow. So it's kind of like a pay it forward for the environment type situation.
It's exactly right. Pay it forward. And, you know, you're encouraging as well, not just your own organisation, but the organisations within your supply chain to do the same thing.
Yeah, indeed. I guess we saw the bushfires over east last year. God, it feels like it was about 30 years ago. And all of that devastation and loss of, you know, the koala habitats and trees and things like that. Was this something that really, pardon the pun, sparked an interest with you at Carbon Positive Australia and how you guys evolved?
Wasn't it heartbreaking?
Ugh.
I mean, I actually couldn't watch the news at one point because it was just breaking my heart to see so much loss of the habitat and wildlife, and then, you know, the human impact as well, which was, it was just devastating. I mean, even now I get emotional just talking about it.
Yeah.
And the team, you know, within Carbon Positive Australia, we all felt like, you know, we have to always do more. And it was a big deal, wasn't it?
In terms of what success looks like to Carbon Positive Australia, what is that moving forward from, I guess, after the bushfires, after COVID? What does it look like to you as an organisation?
So success looks like to me that everyone knows their carbon number. So
right.
Everyone knows what it is.
We always said like a Fitbit for carbon.
Exactly. You've got your Fitbit on, you know exactly what your carbon footprint is. And then you're looking for ways you can reduce that. And you're looking for ways that you can reduce that through what we like to call nature-based solutions. And that means planting trees, shrubs, taking degraded land and bring it back into use, supporting agricultural practices mm-hmm. that benefit the land. You know, because at the end of the day, we're part of nature, and, you know, having trees in our environment improves our own health and well-being.
Oh, love a good tree. They're just beautiful. Do you think that this could also work for everyday, more urbane Australians, specifically West Australians, who, you know, if you check on, you know, your own carbon footprint, say, hey, look, I'm only going for X amount of time in the car. What if I walk?
Exactly right. So the first thing is to know your current carbon calculation, and you can do that. Bit of a plug. You can go onto our website and find that out.
Cool.
But, you know, the first thing to do is to actually understand what it is, and then you can look to ways to reduce. For example, exactly right. I'm not going to take my car today.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk or take the train maybe. It might be that, you know, you solar panels to put on your roof, all of those kind of things that you can do to reduce. And then when you get to that point where actually you think, you know, reducing isn't possible for me beyond that, then you can look at how you can offset your emissions, and to do that through, you know, a mechanism that allows for the, you know, whether it's wind, solar, planting trees, mm-hmm. whatever way it is you decide to offset. And we always say, you know, go to the nature, because, you know, having more trees and being able to regenerate pieces of land here in West Australia is important to all of us.
Indeed. Now, you've recently signed up some pretty big businesses on board to Carbon Positive Australia. Well, who are some of them and what have they agreed to do?
So Smart Group, who are a organisation that provide the ability to offset for their car lease users, have just signed up with us. We're also working with L'Oreal and Garnier to, they're going to be planting trees. Cool. So we've got, yeah, lots of organisations from, you know, fairly small organisations to these larger organisations that all want to make a difference.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, CEO of Carbon Positive Australia, Louise Marlena Tarrier, keep up the good work. Thank you so very much for your time. And if you need to find out your own carbon footprint, head to carbonpositiveaustralia.org.au. Thank you so much for your time, Louise.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Jenna.